¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Boop.
And you may stop shutting up.
Yay, we did it.
Unbe quiet, please.
Room tone has been captured.
Unbe quiet.
Ooh.
Say you love me again.
Okay. The way you eyed me down when you did that just now.
How many of those eyes were crossed when I did that?
No, but they were a little, oh my God, do not sing at me with your little lazy eyes.
Excuse me.
But I love
They're
tired. Yeah, yeah. We're cranking these episodes out right now.
I know, but it's our normal recording day, normal recording time.
Yes.
So it's good to be back in the groove.
Exactly.
Welcome back.
Well, but it's like a, well, peek behind the curtain. There was no work today. Well, I had work
today. You had work today. And our tables turned.
It is.
We turned the tables.
See, at one point I'm going to say it's a great time for rearranging furniture.
Oh, and we can talk about that. And I can do it's a great time to clean my room.
Whoa,
she burped, y'all.
She burped. I tried to turn it
she
away.
She burped. Oh, baby, when she burps.
Where do I keep notes? Oh, okay, yeah. Rearranging furniture. Anyway, want to make sure I don't forget that, because I will.
So there is a permeating smell of bread in the room, because we listened to our favorite podcast, and they said it's a great time to bake. So
yes.
That's what we're doing.
Yum. It smells so freaking... It's coming in stronger now, and it's... I'm very excited.
So that will beep in like 6 minutes for me to rotate.
Oh, ooh.
So the back does not brown faster than the front.
Oh my God. And he's a baker.
I do not bake.
Do you want to be the baker? I'll be the baker's wife.
Absolutely not. You're disgusting.
To the festival.
To the festival. Let's spin this wheel, please. Mm-hmm. And let's get this great time podcast episode going.
Time wheel.
I don't want to do this.
You don't like
one.
This one? Wait. Spin it again. Spin it again. Whew, it's more. Whew. Wait, do a different one then.
No, let's do it. Let's get it out of the way.
Oh, okay.
It's gym time.
I don't want to do this one.
It's gym time.
Okay.
For Hitler and Germany. Look, it's gym time. It's a musical. Thank you.
Yeah. Do your research.
Do your research. Gym time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like the gym? Do you like working out? And what about it do you like?
What I'll say about what I like feeling strong.
Yeah.
So I enjoy that. Like as I'm like into the process, then I'm like, okay. And then like I love the feeling afterwards. Like I'm like, oh, okay, I feel stronger. Like I got through that. That was awesome. So I like that. I don't have a routine at the moment, or I don't have it in my schedule, like any consistent, because like we have, Martin and I have a membership to like one of the gyms nearby, but I don't know. I think it's because like some days I work at the school and some days I don't. And like the days that I do work at the school, there's no way I'm going to the gym in the morning before I go to the school.
I thought about that once. I was like, let me wake up at 4:30 and let me go to the
one of our friends does that.
I would not love to do that, but that would be so cool to be like, I'm one of those people.
Right. He goes and like, where we do boxing. He does the 5:45 class. And I was like, that's crazy. What time do you go to bed? I feel like you got to go to bed earlier than we're ever going to bed.
If I can, I'm in bed by 8:30 or 9.
Well, true. But you also like medically, like just would be sleeping forever.
Yeah,
so.
I'd be sleeping.
So, yeah. I like it when I do it, but it's also, I don't know, my schedule's kind of like wishy-washy from day to day at this point.
Yeah, it does feel like, because how long are you, if you're doing a workout, how long do you want to do it for?
I enjoy 45 minutes to an hour.
Right, so let's say we're about an hour, plus to and from, plus like any kind of like getting ready.
Yeah.
We're looking at like a 2-hour commitment.
Yeah.
On any given day.
Right.
Plus like showering afterward.
That's the thing. It's like if you have something to do afterwards, like for me, if I have to wash my hair afterwards, like that's just a, it's a whole process. So
yeah, I do love the vision of a brain.
A brain at the gym.
At the gym. I love the vision in my brain of like having a gym bag that has like my work clothes in it, and then
showering there.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Yeah.
Will I ever do it? No.
No, because it's not even just packing the clothes. I'm like, I don't know. It depends on what I'm doing with my hair. Am I going to bring hair stuff? Like,
I don't have that problem.
I know. It's too much.
But I love that idea of being like, yeah, I like went to the gym this morning and now I'm at work.
Right.
Because I hate the gym. I hate working out.
Yeah.
I don't, not a single part of it is fun for me.
Yeah.
But I do like the feeling strong afterward. I remember thinking back to when I had to help Martin pick up all those walls.
Oh, yeah.
And that was one of the hardest things we've ever done together.
Yeah.
And I hated every second of it.
Yeah.
But afterward, I felt so freaking strong. Mm-hmm. I just want to go like through the roof.
Here she goes.
Yeah. Like my brother, he says sometimes he feels like being the Hulk and he'll like walk forward and then like press really hard into the ground and go like through the ceiling.
Gone. Flying.
That's what I felt like. And I love that feeling. But I think like if given the opportunity or given like a test of strength, I think I'm very strong.
Yeah.
I think I have good arms. I have really good legs. I have no abs. So like my back support is zero.
Yeah.
But like I'm strong, but I don't like working it out any further.
Right.
But I feel like one day I might. I put it on like a list of things I would like to be in the future is just stronger muscles.
Yeah. Stronger muscles. I feel that. I really enjoy. I mean, this morning, Martin went with me to go boxing. And I do really enjoy, like, if I could find a consistent schedule with that, that would be very fun. Because I enjoy, like, cardio-wise, no to running. No. I am not a runner. Running sucks. Like, it is very much in Parks and Rec when Anna's like, jogging is the worst, Chris. I know it's good for you, but at what cost?
What cost? I mean, we think of one of our favorite podcasts, Ride, when they said, what's worse? What would be worse to date? Runner or a cigarette smoker?
Right.
And they said a runner.
A runner.
And I don't disagree.
Yeah, because it's just like, what? No, I'm not doing that. If I'll get cardio from just any sort of different thing. A dance class, boxing. Like, I just want it from different things. I don't want to run.
Sucks. It's too rhythmic.
Yeah, I get bored.
Boring.
I get bored. Well, I mean, not to say, like, I get tired. I don't like it. I'm not... Like, I get, like, the side cramps.
Those of you who can't see, which is none of you, she has, it's like she's carrying two yoga mats on the side of her. So she's got her arms out, and she's poking her ribs with her hands.
Yeah, because I'm poking my sides, where you get the, like, side cramps or stitches or whatever.
Yeah.
What is
that from? That's from lack of water, right? Drink more water?
Is that?
Or too much water? Something to do with water.
That is plant maintenance, if I've ever heard of it. Not enough water?
Too much water?
Oh, my God.
You are
plant. But yeah, like, I'll run. I'll be like, oh, okay, never mind. I'm tired. I'm cramping. Like, I don't want to do it anymore. Yeah.
I do miss, like, I was about to say state. What?
What? Stank?
I was going to say state.
A brain? What?
State-sanctioned workouts. That's not what I meant.
Yeah.
I meant, like, having to go to class. So, like, when I was in college, taking a dance class that paid for.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, I guess I have to go. And then it was, like, a workout. And I always felt really good after those.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to do that on my own.
Right. I'm not going to do that on my own. Like, yes, that is still
pretending
an option.
He's beside me.
I'm trying to think of what came next. Nanning, he's beside me.
Yep.
Is it all alone?
Sure.
Something. Never mind. Les Mis, I don't
come
know
on,
it.
Anne
I don't.
Hathaway.
Come on. That she doesn't sing that song.
Oh.
Oh, she sings, I dreamed a dream and time gone by.
I've seen this musical with you.
Yeah.
I have no idea what it's about.
Well, it's not, I don't enjoy it. I'll be honest with you. Some of the music is really beautiful. Like I do really like on my own. If I was a singer, I would sing that more. But
let's
anyway.
Move away.
Yes. Let's move away.
Stop the musical. I will say this about a gym as well. I either prefer like a one-on-one, someone like, which I don't do well with people telling me what to do. So even though I'm saying right now, a one-on-one is nice.
Yeah.
A one-on-one is not that nice because I hate when people go, get like, I don't do coaching well.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Come on, one more. Get up.
Right,
come
right,
on. Get
right.
up. I'm like, no.
No, don't yell at me. I don't want to.
Absolutely not. Actually, you're making it worse and I'm done now.
Yeah.
But if it's just one person be like, okay, let's do this. We'll do it together. I'm like happy with that.
Yeah.
When I go to the gym and it's full or there's like way too many people there, I don't want to be there.
Yeah.
Because I honestly don't know what half these machines do. And I don't need someone looking at me all weird. Right. Plus, gyms are like the second like highest location to get staph infection because people don't actually clean the machines.
Right.
I don't do a gym.
Yeah. So. The gym we go to has wipes that.
Yeah, but people use them?
I mean, I do, so I feel good
about
it.
Yeah, I guess you do it but, before you sit down.
So. Yeah, yeah. I was like, I do it, but I totally feel you on that. I liked, because Martin and I did Orange Theory for a minute, and like luckily I found there were probably three coaches that I like really, really liked, or four. Like there were coaches I really liked at our location, and since then I don't know if any of them are there anymore, but now I like see one of them at Box. Now, basically, I'm down for a group, like a group class, but yeah, like I didn't enjoy Orange Theory because of the running. But yeah. With boxing, the thing is, it's a group class, and yes, there is a coach who is like walking you through what you're doing, and sure. Then they're like in general motivating the room. That I don't mind because honestly, they don't like focus on me.
True, I'm doing my motivation own thing. Is it not called whatever it is anymore?
Oh, it's not called Rumble anymore. Rumble? Because it's Burbank. You came with the one guy who was like too much.
This was what I've been told by a friend. They were like, what? I tried to go to Rumble Boxing. They went to a different one. And they were like, we hated it. It was like a club. It was, the music was too, it was black light. It was not for me. And I was like, it can't be that bad. When I went, that was the experience.
And I think I told you that before coming too.
Right. I did not hate it. But the motivation is a little too like gym influencer for me, where it's like everyone's like beautiful and hot and 20 years old and we're all listening to EDM and there's glow
not
light.
Not where I'm at anymore.
Oh, they changed it?
Well, I
the
mean,
one I went to was like that.
You went on with the guy who was like a sweetheart, but he, he does a lot.
I'm not saying they're bad people. It's just not my vibe.
No, I mean, it might still not be your vibe, but when I go now, like, there are like some really beautiful people, which just, love they're going to be everywhere. Beautiful. And then some people who seem like some older women, like our friends. Well, actually, our friend and his wife both go there.
Yeah. No, I don't mean the clientele. I mean the people running the class.
Oh. Yeah, they're always going to be fit. They do have a woman, though, who, they have a couple women there who I'm like, oh, okay, you're not like skin and bone. Like, you know, they got some.
But it's not even like the physical thing. I mean, it's like the mentality. Like, I talk about how like, getting healthy and going to the gym is the first step to Republicanism. Like, it's that, like, it's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I can go to a class with somebody who's like, this is their lifestyle. It's a little much for me.
Well, so that's why you don't like group classes, because all of them, their
not
jobs
the people,
are...
though. The people who are, not the clientele, not the people going
no,
to
I know. I mean, the people who coach, that's their job. So, yeah. But, I mean, we're in LA, so I know for a fact, at least the one who was our... We met at Orange Theory, and now he's at the boxing, too. We follow each other on Instagram, and I see his stuff, and I'm like, oh, we're good. He hasn't veered into just, like, my life is a gym.
Yes, my life is a gym. I don't know if I can handle my life as a gym.
Right. I can't either. And that's part of...
I can barely handle go to the gym once.
That's also part of the reason I, like, stepped away from stunts a little bit, too. Sure. Because it was like, my life is stunts. And I was like... Well, my life isn't fully stunts. I was like, there's like some other things I like doing more. But yeah, so I get that. Wow.
But maybe New Year's resolution, go to the gym a little more, maybe get a membership.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Get a membership somewhere if you want. I don't, but I should. Well.
All the doctors tell me I should.
I don't know. I think part of it, is figuring out what workouts you would actually enjoy.
None of them.
Well, then what part of it makes you want to go?
Because like, I'm fat.
Well, because I'm fat. Fat.
It's an obligation at this point.
I mean, yeah. That's fair.
Which makes it worse.
Right. Nobody wants to do an obligation.
Ugh.
Yuck. We need to, like, clean, and I kind of just want to play video games again. You know what I mean? Like,
But we should clean
because I'm going to be annoyed if we have people over tomorrow and I'm like, sorry, it's a mess. Well, anyway.
That was gym time.
Yeah.
Any last notes on the gym? Gym tan
no,
laundry?
No, I like punching things. I've enjoyed boxing class. Nice. That's all.
All right. Well, thanks. Let's take a break on that one. I, about halfway through this, started overthinking about the baked goods in the oven anyway. So I want to go check on those. So
yeah.
I'll BRB.
Okay.
Ooh, would you look at that? It's ad read time. And I know it's time because of today's not sponsor, Watch Me. Watch Me curates impeccable wristwatches to match your style to a T. Made of 100% genuine plastic, Watch Me watches are the perfect gift for your friends, family, and yourself. I love my Watch Me Watch because I know it's always watching me. The new black hole technology allows me to stare into the face of my Watch Me Watch and know that there's someone or something watching back. The sleek design ditches those tacky numbers and pesky hands in favor of a pair of haunting eyes from another dimension. Go to watchme.ru and use our promo code GREATTIME to get 2 free Watch Me Watches. That's right, totally free. Feel the comfort of slow galactic takeover and always knowing exactly what time it is with Watch Me. Y'all, I know what time it is. It's a great time for Watch Me.
Hey y'all, it's Sally again, here with another round of Soothing Sounds with Sally. Today's sound is... Thanks, bye y'all.
Okay, we're back.
We're back.
Who's first?
Ooh, hold on.
I've been gone that whole time and you waited until this to cough?
I think I coughed also while you were gone. It's just another one came up.
When
she snuck
you're
up.
Gone. Pieces of my heart, I'm missing you
when you're gone. That's Avril, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, uh-oh, it's usually too high to hit Avril, so.
You hit it. Okay. So it is Christmas week.
Yes.
Christmas.
And we just celebrated your birthday. It is the ultimate Christmas
yeah,
week.
Yeah, it's like the mid-celebration. My birthday's done.
Yeah. Do you feel 30? Do you feel 33?
I feel so 33.
So great.
So 33. I'm assuming it was a great weekend. Hasn't happened yet.
Hasn't happened, but it's going to be fabulous. I can feel it in my bones.
On the day this is coming out, I am flying out tomorrow to go home for Christmas.
I'm on an airplane right now.
You're on an airplane right now? Ooh.
I probably downloaded the episode so I can listen on the airplane for anyone traveling.
Ooh, hope your travels are going so smoothly.
Yeah, so smoothly. If you just are stressed from travels, just settle in and listen to the soothing sounds of Sally.
I can't with you. Where that went, a lot of different places.
Yeah.
The accent changed.
I just yes-handed everywhere that was going just now.
But you didn't know where it was headed.
No. Sometimes just let the adventure take you, everyone.
So yeah, I leave tomorrow to go back home to Dallas. Yeah. Are you flying to San Antonio?
No, to Dallas. We're spending...
Oh, you're doing Dallas first.
Yeah, Christmas Eve. We're gonna be in Dallas for Christmas Eve and Christmas.
Christmas Eve, Christmas.
Impressive.
We actually have a really cool treat coming out of our Christmas trip as well. That will come out
yeah.
sometime in January, so keep an eye out for that.
Mm-hmm. There is excitement all around for that. So
there is. Nice. And so, but yeah, it's like celebration time. Just had my birthday. Mm-hmm. Just had Martin's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas is coming.
It's coming. Santa's coming. Not tonight, but in a couple nights. Oh.
Maybe he is. You don't know.
Dang. Well, this is for families.
Hey, that's how families start. So.
Oh my God. By Santa coming. Okay.
So that's exciting. I'm excited for Christmas. Yeah. Are you excited for Christmas?
I am.
What are you most looking forward to?
I mean, I'm looking forward to spending time with family. Yeah. Like, chill, like just being cozy, chilling. It's nice. I like seeing my mom, my cousins. I love my mom.
You do love your mom?
Yes. And my brother. I'm just excited to see people.
Did you call your brother?
I still yet to call my brother. I'm for sure calling him tomorrow. Well, to be fair, I'm for sure calling my mom tomorrow and he will be there.
Why tomorrow?
Okay, peek behind the curtain. Oh, tomorrow's Thanksgiving. Wednesday. Yeah, today's Wednesday.
I was like, today's Tuesday.
Today's Wednesday. Because nice. We're recording
on
our
regular
time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so, yeah, I'm excited for, you know, my love language is gift giving. So.
It is.
Just compiling all those gifts and being like, got you.
It like is so sweet and I love it. And now pretty much like, because I am, my love language is not gift giving just mm-hmm. because I overthink it. And I'm like, oh my God, it's not good enough. And it's not, sure. But I love that you do it and I can focus my energy and like do my best. At least for you, I like get the most creative.
Yeah.
For
and
you.
Then like on the receiving end, as long as you're like, when you get it, then I'm
done. Absolutely.
Done, if we you do get it, and you're like, great, thanks. And you put it to the side.
No.
I failed. You did not receive my love.
No. I like doing our gift exchange. It's cute.
Yeah.
It's cute.
It's cute.
Yeah. So what is it a great time for?
I haven't started yet. Oh, okay. Christmas.
We're building
up to
it. I'm
sorry. Can I now talk about my favorite time of the year?
I'm sorry. Is it your favorite time of the year?
Yes, my birthday and then Christmas.
Yeah,
what
okay.
What do you expect?
I would think so, but I don't know if you've told everyone that. Everyone, just to loop everyone in, his birthday is around Christmas, so it's his favorite time of the year.
We've already talked about it.
Impressive. I don't think you outright said it's your favorite time of the year.
Your birthday.
I never said, oh, it's not my birthday.
Right, but it's just like always the undertone of when we talk.
Every conversation.
It's like you're about to say, I wish it was my birthday, but you don't.
Well then, don't you have me all figured out?
Honestly, you have me all figured out.
I do. I love my mom. I love my birthday. But it's also at such a bum time of year.
I think it's fine. What's wrong with your time of year?
Everyone's tired.
Everyone's always tired.
Well, yes, but they're like, oh, we just did all this celebrating. And I'm like,
that's bad friends.
That's everyone. That's the world. I'm just kidding. People show up for my birthday, which is nice.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah? It's also, I mean, the same with you. We just have to share it. We have too many friends, Sagittarius Capricorns all around here.
Oh, Sagittarius season's over as of the release of this episode.
Shut up. It is. That's weird.
We're in your stupid season.
It's not stupid. It's amazing. It's freaking impressive.
It? Yeah.
Yeah.
Capricorn.
If Sagittarius is over, then it would be. Yeah.
Well, I should know what day it was.
Oh, yes. When did Sagittarius season start?
The 23rd of November.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I forgot. We're in it. We're in it right now. As of recording, we are in it.
We're in the best season of all.
Yeah.
It's the season of growth, expansion, knowledge, storytelling, luck.
Luck be a and lady.
Running away. So.
Oh, what?
Yeah, that's what we do. We run away from everybody.
Oh, damn. Gotcha. You're not. What was
Don't
that?
Got me.
Yeah, I got you. You're not running anywhere.
Well, actually, I forgot to tell you.
Don't.
At the end of the year, I'm moving out.
That's not funny.
Yeah.
No.
So don't do that then.
Then you don't do that then.
You don't do
what
that.
What is it a great time for?
All right, fine. Let me jump into it.
Okay, fine. Fine.
Won't let me talk about my things.
Well, okay. What other things do you want to talk about?
That's it. We're done.
Oh. Oh.
We weren't done. I could have done that forever. But I guess let's get into it.
Oh, I'm so sorry. We don't have to get into it. Keep going. I dare you.
Chug that Celsius.
I'm not chugging
it. Get into it. Because right now you're talking like this and everything is so fat. Yeah, drink it. What's the flavor?
I'm so sorry. It's Celsius peach vibe.
Peach vibe?
Am I talking slow enough for you?
Have you always liked the peach vibe?
Peach Vibe was one of the original, like, favorite flavors. And then when Oasis Vibe came out, I said, oh, I need it.
I went through recently, and then we'll get into my great time. I'm sorry that I'm making you wait.
We can talk about whatever.
I recently went into a Walgreens to get a NOS, and they didn't have any. So I was like, let me get a Celsius.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really mess with any of the flavors.
That's
They're
fair.
They're all strange.
Oh. So they're strange. You don't like them?
Yeah, I don't. I ended up like landing on like what? Pomegranate, whatever.
Yeah. Mango. No.
It wasn't
pomegranate.
Mango, but it was pomegranate something.
I've had mango
and that
passion
was
fruit.
Fine. Mm-hmm. Mango passion fruit was the second option for me. But I was like, some about artificial mango, I'm not a big fan of.
That's fair. It's a little more passion fruit than mango, I would say, in that one. But, you know.
But I thought that pomegranate one was going to be good, and it was like, ugh.
I don't think I've ever had pomegranate.
Yes, you drank after me that day, so you did.
Oh, well, I don't remember it, to be honest. I'm going to be honest. Most of them just blend into, like, one flavor.
They do kind of taste like diet to me. Like diet
energy
drink. Or, like, sugar-free.
I was about to say, they have, like, a quote-unquote healthy marketing to them. And I'm like, you're an energy drink, but sure.
Yeah, like, just be an energy drink,
right?
You?
Yeah.
On that note, let's jump in, I guess. So
no, it's something else.
Oh, okay. Do you have something more?
No, no, no. I'm saying, do you have something more?
No, I'm done.
Okay.
But I'll open the floor for you.
No, let's get into it. I was asking you to get into it. You didn't want to get into it, but now we can get into
it. What, are we going
to
fight about it?
Recreational arguing. You like that? You like that?
I didn't. All right.
Fine.
This week, I think it's a great time for Princess Parking.
Ooh, I just got Princess Parking this morning boxing.
Oh, tell me about your Princess Parking.
It was beautiful. We went, we had a 9 a.m. boxing. And honestly, like, parking's not that bad there. It is, like, shared with a Smart and Final, and it's in, like, a shopping center area. So depending on when you go, there could be a lot of people there. And you're like, God, I might have to, like, park way back, whatever. But we showed up, and it's probably because it's a holiday week, but we showed up,
right up front. Like, I'm talking the door, and then, like, you go onto the sidewalk outside of the door, and, like, right at that curb, there's, like, a row of spots that, like, park facing the door. Got one of those.
Oh, that right is the there. Most princess of parkings.
Yeah, it was. We were royalty walking in.
Royalty. I don't remember where I learned the term princess parking, but I learned it, like, a really long time ago. Somebody told me.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a fabulous name for it. Mm-hmm. And it, for those of you who don't know, princess parking is when you're rolling up to a function, or if you're just...
A function.
Or you're going somewhere that you need to park, and the parking spot is just right in front of where you're supposed to be.
Yes.
Princess. Royal treatment.
Right.
Lay out the red carpet. Park here, please.
Right. You do not have to walk far.
Because I will tell you this. One of my number one anxieties in life, I don't have a lot of anxiety. One of the main anxieties in life is finding parking. Not only am I bad at it, I'm really bad at finding parking.
Yeah.
It's annoying, and it's just like, it puts this damper on going to places that I'm just not a fan of. I can think of at least two times right now in my head when I went to somewhere to meet people and circled for over an hour and then drove home because I said, I can't find parking. I'm out of here.
Yuck. What areas were these?
Little Tokyo and then by the beach.
Yeah, that checks out. Absolutely. Yuck. Yuck. I mean, that's like we would joke.
We would joke. Do you have the business women special?
Okay. I totally get what you mean because we have a couple friends who live in Koreatown and we would always joke that we were like, we're probably not going to hang out at your place because if we can't find parking, we're not staying. Like, we can't stay. There's
I don't think I've driven to Koreatown and tried to find parking before. So I have no concept.
Rough. Unless you're Martin. So, for some reason, he pulls up places and someone just happens to leave.
Which is
like, yeah.
And it's like, if that spot is the princess parking, that's queen parking.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, you have upgraded.
We have upgraded. When someone pulls out and you're like, oh, that's the spot we're going to get into.
Yeah.
That's royalty.
Royalty. That happens to Martin. Like, it happens to me never.
Never.
It happens to Martin often. And I'm like, that's incredible. So I'm going to make him drive to more things now because he'll get the parking.
And a lot of LA parking is street parking with a meter. And I can't even find those.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I guess let's just keep fucking going then.
Yeah.
Let's keep going. If I'm in the car, if I'm the one looking for parking, chances are we're going to be about 7 blocks away from where we're supposed to be if I'm in charge of looking for parking.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I'm okay at it. I can find parking because I get real, like, determined. And I'm like, no, there has to be a fucking spot around where we're trying to go. But there
never is. I even had a friend who lived over in, like, over by, like, Hollywood and Highland. She lived on Sunset. And
yeah, that's a terrible
area. Right over by, is that Runyon Park? Runyon Canyon?
Yeah,
Runyon Canyon. Runyon Park.
Runyon Park.
Again, call back to the beginning of Gym Time. It's the area where all the people run. And I have no idea what it's called.
Yeah, no.
And I used to circle that block so many times.
Yeah.
Before I'd be like, I can't find parking. I'm just going to leave.
Especially being near, like, a popular hiking trail in Los Angeles. You will never find parking. It's crazy.
Yeah. What about, like, paid parking? How do you feel about... Well, we just talked about street parking, which is paying parking.
Right.
What about, like, a lot
where you pay, like... Well, not always. There are some street parking that's like, well, it's 2 hours, but it's free. So what I will say, like, what I thought of as we were talking is I was like, well, it's not princess parking, but the thing that has annoyed me now is because we're... Well, not to dox us, but, like, downtown Burbank area. Sure. Used to have, like, it's there's a whole area, just a street of restaurants. It's where the movie theater is, the mall, whatever. All of that street parking was like 2 hours or whatever, but it was free. As of, I don't know, probably beginning of this year or like right before summer, I want to say, all of a sudden, pay to park everywhere.
It's metered parking?
It's metered. You have to use an app or whatever. And is it the one way? They changed it. It's like one way. They changed it so there was like more room for parking. And I was like, that's nice, but more room for them to charge you to park. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. I've gotten one ticket there before and I about lost my damn mind.
You be getting tickets, girl.
It's hard out here. It's hard out here when you got to drive all these random places. It's hard out here
for a pimp. Trying to get this money for the rent. All the Cadillac gas money spent.
No, I loved it. I was vibing. But yeah, that was so annoying. So I do get annoyed in areas where like it's been free to park for, you know, the 10 years we've lived here. And then now all of a sudden it's not. It's like,
Frida Park is also a great drag queen name. I just hear it. Frida
Park. Oh, Frida Park. Dang. She sounds important.
Kinda. She does.
Yeah.
Frida Park.
Frida Park. Yeah. So I get annoyed now, obviously, because I'm like, with what money?
With what money?
With
where,
what who, money?
Where does it go?
Right. Where does it, like...
Can we charge for parking on outside of our apartment?
Like, I was going to say, Burbank is a very, like, nice area to live in.
Sure.
So, you know, whatever, like, money goes towards keeping the city nice or whatever. Sure. But I'm like, all this money you're getting from parking now, I don't see any major improvements happening. What are we talking, like,
well, just what? More apartment buildings.
Where the rent's going to be crazy. Yeah, it's just, no, ugh, go away.
And I will say this. I used to say when I first moved out here back in 2011, I used to say I wanted all my friends who grew up in Los Angeles or grew up in LA, grew up in these like city areas, just to visit Dallas.
Yeah.
To see the size of an average parking lot, they would be shocked.
Yes. Like,
they're too big.
I'm just... Yeah, the total lack of land space out here and availability to park was definitely a big learning curve. Well, I kind of got a taste of it when we moved to Austin first.
Sure. But do you know what I'm imagining right now is the, I don't know if it's a half price books anymore, but where? The Half Price Books pretty close to downtown Dallas that your mom took me to one time has the biggest parking lot.
Like, the
it's like right off the highway,
right, kind of like near if you're going to Mockingbird or whatever. Yeah,
the huge parking lot that is outside of that Half Price Books,
because you have some in one side and then you can go on the other side and there's more.
I imagine just the sheer amount of parking lots at any of those huge malls. Not Firewheel is a, well, actually Firewheel
has have like a big parking it's expanded too. And it's like multiple areas, like they're you are never struggling to park.
No, it's not always princess parking, though.
No. I mean, Texas is big. The land space. Texas is big. So you'll always find a spot. It might have to be far, though. And you're like, I remember, now I'm just having like memories of going to Firewheel, the AMC at the Firewheel to see a movie. And like, if it's holiday time and it's busier, you will probably have to park a little ways out. And you're just like, whew. Let me get to the movie.
Yes. The Cinemark Legacy has a huge parking lot.
Yes, they do. Because also, I mean, you would park and then there was plenty of outdoor space where we'd all line up if we were seeing like a midnight showing or something.
Oh, yeah.
Cute.
What about parking garage?
Oh, yeah. You just keep turning left, but you end up up.
Like the ones near us, I don't hate because they're not very tall.
Yeah.
But you know what I do hate is making it all the way up and there's no parking. So you've got to like... back up and go all the way back down and try another one. Yes. It's like, what are we doing here?
That's annoying. I like the fancy ones that have like the lights and say like how many spaces, blah, blah, blah.
Or the ones that go down. Those, they're underground. Oh, like the one over by downtown.
Barney's? Yeah.
Because you can make it pretty far down and go, great, no spots.
Yep. And I lose all my service. So if you were listening to music or whatever, you're like, and there we go.
That's anti-princess parking. So princess parking, I think it's a great time. If you can find it, get it.
Yeah.
It's right up to where you're supposed to go.
If you can find it, get it. If you can
find it, get it.
Grab it.
Grab it.
Yeah. Grab it.
Grab it.
And kiss her.
And kiss crap out of her.
Kiss the crap out of her.
Any last notes on princess parking?
Cute. No, I love it. When you were talking about the spiral or like, you know, going up a parking garage, I also thought of, there is one parking garage I can think of where I actually get a little nauseated for how tight of twists the spiral is. So like, no thank you to that.
Yeah. I will say this too. I have seen the parking garages that are electronic where you like park your car and then it like rotates all the cars. That's for a different day. We'll talk about that another day. Okay. You've never seen these before?
Are you talking about the garages where like they stack them?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I've never seen them
and
in
it
action.
Rotates them through. Yeah, it's crazy. So
that's wild.
That's for another day.
Yeah.
Last note on this. I don't drive. So the reason why it's good for princess parking is because as somebody who is a passenger person, having to look for the parking, I'm bad at it.
There's
one right there. There's one right there. Go.
Right.
And then we found it. And then I'm the one that found it.
So that's great. Yeah. It's a great time to find the good parking spot.
Yeah. But if it's up to me, I'm not even looking because for some reason, me looking, all of a sudden, all the cars go in the spots. And I'm like, sorry.
Sorry. It's because I was looking.
Because I was looking for parking.
Dang.
But I don't drive. Honestly, it's probably one of the reasons why I don't drive.
Parking.
Parking.
That's fair. That, I mean, that's also part of it. I don't like driving other people. I don't want other people waiting to see. No, I mean, you're used to me driving at this point. But if I have like a car of people and they're like waiting to see, am I going to do this parking well? Don't watch me. Just get out of the car. Let me park on my own. I'm not a talented driver. Just let me be. Okay. Just let me be.
So we just need princess parking so that we don't have to worry about all that.
Exactly. I love that.
I love that too. Well, let's take a break. Goodbye.
Goodbye. I want to talk to you all about my favorite new snack, Kinda Pop. If you know me, you know I'm obsessed with popcorn, but it can really be too much sometimes. That's why I love Kinda Pop. It's not popcorn. It's made with genetically engineered tiny kernels that are, well, kinda popped. Kinda Pop takes snacking to the next level. I like scooping up a handful of Kinda Pop and tonguing them up like little ants. I'm an anteater in this scenario. They have so many flavors, from kinda salty and kinda sweet to one that tastes just like candy. It's not popcorn. Stop asking that. It's Kinda Pop. Go to kindapop.boop/great time to get one free box on your first order of 10 or more boxes of Kinda Pop. That's kindapop.boop/great time to get one free box on your first order of 10 boxes. Hurry while supplies last.
Welcome to Bits with Bodice. Hello, it's me, Bodice. I'm here to deliver today's bit with Bodice. Cereal is a breakfast food named after the Greek goddess of grass or food or something. My goal in life is to have a food named after me. A bowl of Boris. Sounds delicious. Anyway, this has been Bits with Bodice. It's me, Bodice. Goodbye.
Break over.
Ooh. We're back in action.
We're
all right. Since we were rushing earlier, what is a great time for?
What is a great time for? No filler. That's not a filler word. Okay. I think.
I can excuse racism.
You can excuse racism? No.
No.
It's all from Community. Okay. Anyway. Oh, so this week.
I'm trying to think
if like or whatever.
There we go.
There they all are. So what did I say? Also, of you know what, record yourself for an hour talking and just don't stop and see how well you speak. It might be better than me, but who cares?
I don't think so.
But anyway, I think I've gotten better.
Yes.
But this week, with the Christmas kind of theme, everything. This, I feel like this is kind of similar to something you did before, but I think this week it's a great time for decorating.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. And in my mind, I was like, it is similar-ish to when you said it's a good time to like zhuzh it up.
Sure.
But
it's its own little niche zhuzh.
Yeah. It's a specific kind of zhuzh. And obviously, I'm thinking of it right now because I'm just started switching over the Halloween decorations and bringing in, I brought down our Christmas tree.
Where is it?
It's in this box over here.
Oh, I see her.
You said, where is it? I also just got a ton of crap from someone at work. Not crap, but he was just like, he was like shook because I was like, I've never had a real tree before.
Ever in your whole life?
Ever in my whole life.
Whoa. It's not all it's cut out to be honest.
Okay, I mean, that's why I was like, I promise I have felt the spirit of Christmas magic.
Deforestation is not worth it.
Yeah. So I was like, I think I've been okay. My mom has always had a very like grand kind of fake Christmas tree. So
hers is identical every year.
Hers?
Yes.
Hers has changed since my childhood.
Yeah.
Since high school.
I remember it, but it hasn't changed again.
No, since we've been gone, she has had, now she does a like classier kind of Christmas tree.
Well, because she got rid of the poinsettias.
She did. Actually, what I gotta find, well, maybe I'll make sure it's okay with my brother. I'll call him. I have to find the pictures that she took of my brother and I just holding poinsettias for our Christmas card.
Wendy, I'm speaking just to you. What's wrong with you? Where are the poinsettias?
Where are the poinsettias? She's gonna tell you she probably has a couple again now.
Bring them out.
Bring them out.
Because that entire little fireplace needs to be covered in poinsettias.
And I can tell you now she's not going to cover it, but she will. She had like two, I think, when
we went last year. No, I need 30.
She needs 30. All right, Mom. Well, I'm going to see my mom. I'm flying in right now, actually. First thing I'm going to say, if I don't see enough poinsettias, I'll be like, we have to go to the store right now. Right freaking now. But yeah, that's part of it. The decorations are just so fun. Go all out. And I'm not saying like it has to be expensive or whatever. Like, you know, just stuff that makes you feel happy. put it up, you know? I think it's a time where it gets dark at like 2 p.m. now, and it's like,
Jesus,
you know, Jesus. But like having just a warm, bright kind of inside of your living space, I think can help just make it feel so festive and fun. And it just helps brighten the spirit, especially after I feel like we've had a year of just meh.
Oh, my God.
What?
I don't feel like that.
Well,
I've had a pretty good year.
Okay. I think as a world we've had, you know, but that's why it's like, let's have fun. let's have fun. But like even the smallest bit of, I complained for a moment of being like, I gotta wrap all these lights on this stairway again. Who did this? Like, I have to change out the Halloween colors back into our normal like little white lights. And then I was like, oh, but it looks so cute it does. When it's on. And
when I lived with Layla, shout out Layla, we used mm-hmm. to do the railing lights as well.
Yeah.
Because it is, it just, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. It adds a little bit to it.
It's like a little tacky, but like, I love it.
It's cute. Yeah. I'd rather lean into like tacky and fun than keep it like
classy and clean. Whoa. We both thought the same thing.
Dottie and Todd, keep it classy and clean. Why are you making
that?
What
is that from?
It was from Parks and Rec.
Oh.
When they're talking about like getting money from expensive people, from people with money, rich people. But yeah, I think it's so fun to have that. And like, we're going to put up our Christmas tree now. And I told you I was down to get like a smaller Christmas tree if we want to do like
a theme. So I'm being relegated to the ADU and a smaller other tree.
Well, the thing is, if I had more storage space,
sure.
I don't know where to.
We have no storage in this apartment.
No storage. It's crazy. We have a long bathroom downstairs, but we don't have enough storage because a themed Christmas tree every year is fun, like doing a different theme. But like, I don't know. I'm definitely not throwing away decorations after I use them, and like donating, sure, but like. It's just a whole process. So, like, our tree looks pretty much the same every year because I'm, like, happy with how it is. And I don't have space to be storing, like, different themes. Everywhere.
Yeah, but I like the thought that decorations to you are, like, a moment. Like, I'm happy with this. I like this.
Yeah.
This is what I want.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. And I think it is because growing up, we always had, like, the same Christmas tree for a bit. So, I'm like, oh, that's cute. I'm down.
Like I grew up with my mom and my grandma both mm-hmm. being like creative decorators.
Yeah.
Like my grandma used to, because my grandma didn't work when I was in high school and elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
So literally
what about
I
middle
would,
school?
Does maybe middle school too. So I would literally go to school, come home, and the mm-hmm. house would not only be cleaned, but there would be like new placemats for like the season. And like the.
Oh, Martin's mom is good at that.
Yeah.
Too.
And the table cover, what is this called? What goes over the table?
Tablecloth.
goes over the table.
Goes over the table.
Also, I just realized
that you put on the table.
I didn't realize that. I realized this about 30 minutes ago. You're farther from me.
Oh, yeah, because we inserted.
We put the leaf in our table.
We put the leaf in.
And I was like, you're so far.
I can't reach you.
Anyway, so yeah, we would have like a new tablecloth and like mm-hmm. even the towels would be changed for the season.
Right.
For the time period.
Oh, this is very much Martin's mom.
Oh, yeah. So my grandma used to do that. But then my mom, we grew up like she would change the theme of Christmas every year.
Mm-hmm.
She's kind of settled in on this sort of like cabin-y,
right.
you know, rustic woodsy, rustic feeling.
Yeah.
feeling now, which is really nice. But every year it was like a creative project.
Yeah.
What new things can we do? Let's have mm-hmm. fun. Let's play.
Right.
So that's what decorating is to me.
Yeah. That's cute.
Yeah.
I also thought of, I thought of this decorating one because we also just got these fabulous flowers from our friend Katie.
Katie's a friend of ours.
Katie is a friend of ours. And she's started doing these flower arrangements that, I don't know, at this point, I'm sure she's doing wreaths now too.
We'll post her information on the Instagram so you guys can check her out.
Yes. But she dropped off these beautiful flower arrangements that we purchase so that we can
have.
They're
real, right?
They're real.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah. And they're like super full. I mean, I'm going to take, once we like do our cleaning and decorating and it looks cute, I'm going to take pictures of them because we wanted to order them for Thanksgiving and have just extra brightness, I think, yeah. and like beauty around.
I do like a flower placement mm-hmm. on a table, just yeah. in general, like if we're going away from holidays. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good way to decorate. I'm not a huge fan of flowers themselves because I'm usually sort of allergic to like flowers in the room, just like the pollen. I can yeah. get really like stuffy.
That's fair.
But I like a fake flower.
Right.
It's I love cute. These. These are gorgeous, Katie.
Yeah, they're gorgeous. Again, well, just take we'll an extra take Zyrtec. Yeah, exactly. Well, and that's what I'm used to now because I was like, yeah. you're allergic to the two cats you've owned forever. And I'm like, well, sucks. I guess I'm just going to.
What's your favorite? So let's go out of the holiday.
Yes.
What's your favorite item to decorate with? You know how like all the people on in like the Texas decorating shows, they loved shiplap for a while. And
what
like,
is shiplap?
It's the ugly wall treatment. You know, it's like it's like what's your like go-to? You know, all those decorating shows, they have like the one thing that they're known for. What is yeah. your favorite thing to decorate with?
That is interesting because what I will say is I think it's fun and festive, but I'm not big. I'm not crafty.
Yeah. So. You don't have to be crafty. Like, do you want to hear mine?
Yes, yeah.
I think a mirror or a frame, like a picture frame right. or a mirror. Those are my go-tos to mm-hmm. be like, I want a mirror to open up the space. Mm. Or how can we rearrange these frames so that right. it's like...
This is going to be Liza's episode. She is yeah. so into...
That huge mirror. Oh, I yeah. like every time I see that mirror that she got for like $20 or whatever.
I know. I was I'm like, because like, mirrors are expensive.
They're so expensive.
Because here's the thing. I get too Capricorn. I get too logistical. I'm like, I'm about to hang this and it's not going to be straight. And I do not want to take the time to get some sort of level or bullshit thing. Just I want it to be up and I want it to be up correctly. But I will not take the time to like do it.
You have so many things hung up. What do you mean?
I know. Martin did a lot of them because it stresses me out. But I mean, do you remember how long and annoyed I was at putting up these mirrors? Yeah.
It took you a while.
I love the idea of it. It's so annoying because there's three separate little tiles. One of them like chipped at a corner. There were four of them.
I was about to say three is a weird number.
There were four of them.
We probably could have done something better.
Well, there were four of them and one of them like cracked or whatever. Yeah. And I was like, well, I'm
annoyed. I love the way a mirror opens up a space. I think we need more.
Yeah.
And like you see my bedroom. It's like the sort of collage of frames.
Well, and that's the thing. I will say, I guess maybe it's not decorating, but I love personal items, meaning like I don't want just like a random picture of like flowers or like scenery or whatever. You know what I mean? Or like some people like more of a minimalist vibe or whatever. I like having stuff that like means something to us, right? And so it's like I have the Japanese picture from my grandma that's framed over there with like her plates. And then, this cute thing that I did that I'll probably never do again. But after we got married, I took flowers from my bouquet and I like pressed them or whatever and then put them in a clear frame and they look so cute. And I like made this other wreath of flowery things. I don't know. I like if I can focus on one little project or craft or something, then I'm like, oh, okay, that was really cute. But I get overwhelmed thinking of like, how can I decorate a whole space?
Yeah, I think you're more of like you said, like things that mean things to me.
Yeah.
So you're more of like, I want an eclectic things of all the things that represent me and the things I like.
Totally.
I don't think you have an aesthetic.
No, I don't. I really don't. Yeah. There's not like an organization to it. And maybe.
Which is ironic.
everything in my like work career life, very organized. The thing, what doesn't help is like, Martin loves every tchotchke in the entire world.
Yeah.
And I love him and it's fine. So one thing.
Is it?
Well.
That sounded loaded.
Loaded. No, it's loaded more nachos. That like.
Yum.
When it comes to where. Did you say loaded nachos?
Yeah. And then I said yum.
Yum. When it comes to where I'm putting my time and energy at the moment, it's not like decorating or editing the stuff we have in
I don't think it ever will living. Be though. I don't think that's like your thing.
It won't be, but a dream that I have is living in a house that has more space and like we can actually pare down some things.
Yeah, but in the end I still think it would be like a bunch of rooms that look like this. I don't think it would be like one room with all of these things in them and then the rest of the house looks curated in a certain way. I think
not really curated, but I do I like again, this was updated from when we used to have like a million movie posters and like different nerdy things where I was like, maybe like maybe something that feels more like a floral or like a, you know, not necessarily like we like nerd pop culture stuff. Like our whole place doesn't have to be that.
Correct.
That was a transition from when we first moved out here till now. But I do wish, like, I want my self-tape stuff in a different spot, right?
But, like where?
That's, yeah. Right now, there's nowhere. So it is what it is. But, like, a dream would be to get a house with more space, more rooms, to have rooms feel a little more purposeful.
Yeah.
I agree with you. It's not going to be a specific, I'm not like, everything's mid-century modern. Correct. Or whatever. Yeah. Like, I like eclectic.
What is Scandi?
I don't know, but it's in that one ad, right? For Article or something.
And I love that word because it makes me think of scandalous.
Scandalous. Scandi, and I'm like, is it Scandinavian? I don't know.
I think it's scandalous.
Scandalous would be great. I hope it's that. My mind went to Scandinavian, but it might I don't know.
But what does that mean?
I don't know. Me neither. Couldn't tell you. Never been. Troy, what are you doing? Oh, he's moving. He's on the move. Aw, hi, buddy. But yeah, decorating is just fun. It's like bringing a brightness and a fun energy to the room.
I just breathed really hard into the mic, and I'm so sorry.
Really did. Are you good? Were you breathing in the decorating energy?
I don't know what happened. I just breathed in.
But I mean, how would you say you decorate? What's your favorite thing to decorate with?
Yeah, I said like, I like mirrors and I like frames. Someone doesn't listen.
No, someone just.
But what I used to do growing up, and I still kind of do this now, mm-hmm. and this is why I don't clean my room very often.
Oh, what?
No, I don't clean my room very often because I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
But when I would clean my room, I would also rearrange it. So like clean means turn everything upside down and do it again. So it was like an all-day project.
Whoa.
And so I used to like literally take all the things down off of my walls and I would rearrange the way it would look.
Oh, that's kind of my nightmare.
It's so much fun. I used to be in yearbook, so I would like figure out where all the things go on the page in the yearbook page. How many pikas are in between each picture.
How many what? Tikas?
Yeah, how many tikas?
Yeah.
How many taika watitis? they're like the little spaces in
design
pages. I don't know.
Yeah.
So that's my favorite thing to do. I think I also don't necessarily have an aesthetic yet because I've never had more than just my room to decorate.
Yeah.
But maybe one day I will. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think having a room, my room just needs to be comfortable. I don't need it to be a specific vibe.
I mean, that's how our room is right now too, because I'm downstairs more than I'm in my room. I pretty much just like sleep in my room at this point. So I need it to have my things and be functional.
Yeah. So if someone asked me like, what style do you decorate? Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's not mid-century modern. I'll tell you that. I think that is ugly.
Give me 1 second. Troy?
Troy, you're being ugly.
Troy, you're being ugly. Stop biting that tape.
It's definitely not mid-century modern. I think it's hideous.
Yeah.
Maybe industrial. Like I like the exposed brick. I like like pipes and things like that. Maybe like loft style. I think that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
I love open.
The way I just inhaled from that.
Oh, what do you love?
I love a high ceiling.
I knew you were going to say that.
I freaking love a high ceiling, and we don't have them high ceiling. Your house does. So does my house.
The landing where. Yours has a high ceiling?
The living room does. Yeah. Even though there's no like upstairs. But yours does because the upstairs like
you can look down into the
room. Look down. Oh my God. Les Mis again.
I was like, what is that?
What?
I love a high ceiling. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just like open. I love a big kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Because I'm thinking like I don't love open concept. I like when it's open, but I don't like if the whole house is one space. Like that's too much for me.
I don't know if I necessarily mind that.
I want like some rooms.
You said, well, yeah, of course, yes.
Like I love a divider with a big window in between like a kitchen and like a living room.
Mm.
That's fun.
That's cute. I like that.
Like
I think.
Clue.
Whoa. Were they too?
Yeah. But that's so like cute. Really, what, 60s, 50s? Kind of ugly. But
yeah. You're being ugly.
Being ugly. Yes. What about plants? We have to go soon because this is a long podcast.
Oh, it is. We're going. Okay.
But what about decorating with plants?
I love the look of plants. I love the look of... Sorry. I love the look
don't
of plants.
Shoot.
I love the look of plants. I am not taking care of plants.
Right.
Period. There's no system to it. I'm not doing it. I can't.
Yeah.
But they're so cute.
When we go to people's houses and they have all these plants, I'm like, it looks nice in here.
Yeah.
At the same time, I'm like, this is hideous.
I don't need a million fake plants is the thing.
That too. I don't want fake plants.
I
don't mind a fake plant, but when they look really fake, I'm like, ugh, I have to do is dust this. I don't want to dust this.
Right. Well, we have one here. Actually, no, I have two fake plants here.
Where's the second one?
That little succulent.
Oh, that's cheating.
What do you mean that's cheating? Where? It's on the shelf.
Oh, I see it.
Troy just almost missed that jump. But I see it. Yeah.
I thought you meant the one that was in that skeleton, but that one was real, wasn't it? You got rid of that
cactus,
one a long time ago.
Yeah, that cactus, I don't know.
What did we call it? It was...
it was Bony Bear. Bony Bear,
because it was in a skeleton.
Yes. Okay, anyway. So, yes. Love the look of plants. I don't need too many, though, and I can't take care of real ones, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was it on that one.
That was anything else you want to add from that?
What else do you decorate with?
I don't know.
Wreaths. Wreaths are expensive.
Wreaths are expensive, and so are mirrors.
Mirrors are expensive. Yes. I have the same story every time I talk about wreaths, which is our friend Kim and her mother, Libby.
Libby
would go to these like swap meets and she would get decorations from there. And she lived in like the nice part of town. Yeah. So it wasn't like they didn't have money. But this one time she got this huge 60-inch wreath. 60 inches. Yeah, it was probably that big. It was huge. God. You remember she put it up in the...
Yes.
It was huge.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful. It had all these like wispy things on it. It was gorgeous. I was like, that thing should be at least $800. And she said, yeah, it was supposed to be somewhere around $700-$800. Mm-hmm. And she got it for, I think, like $120.
Crazy.
And I was like, you are a stealer.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
That's princess buying.
Yes. So I love people who have like the wherewithal and the ability and... the money and the time and the image to decorate.
Yeah, it's great. So like do whatever little bits you can to make you happy. That's what we do. And then also if you enjoy it on a larger scale, go for it.
Also, are people downstairs who would decorate, they would change the decoration for every
holiday. Oh, at their door,
At their door is so cute. So just like cute. Walking past the door and it's like, oh, it is Valentine's Day. Oh, right. It is Easter.
It gives
oh.
you a little moment of like serotonin, which is nice.
Who's serotonin? Sarah, also almost, a great drag name.
I almost Sarah did an Office Tonin. Reference, but who's Sarah Kaya Cumson? Anyway. Serotonin. Sorry. Ugh. Look around at our decor. It's not fully up yet. Look at the lights. The lights are cute.
Yeah, the lights are lovely. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Anything
I love
else?
I love it when you eat it.
Is that know. Eat zucchini?
No.
Oh, sorry.
I think it's Rihanna.
Oh. You've been eating zucchini. You've been
I have been eating zucchini. And you know what? We should eat zucchini and get out of here.
Yeah, let's do it.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. You should go follow us at Great Time Podcast on Instagram.
Yes, follow us there. You can see the link to our Patreon in the bio. Again, still just one video right now, but it's a fun video.
Hey, we practiced ghost hunting.
We did.
We did not practice filming the ghost hunting.
No, we didn't.
But we practiced hunting.
Exactly. So that's the first step. And we'll film it at some point.
One day.
Yeah,
it'll get filmed. It'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah. And that's it. I hope you all have a lovely Christmas. And if you don't celebrate Christmas, just a wonderful holiday. Wonderful time
holiday
off.
Season. Yes.
I'm assuming most people who are listening have time off this week.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully.
Get to see some family.
Yeah. Spend time with loved ones, chosen family, regular family, whatever.
Chosen family.
The chosen.
It's the ultimate Christmas present. It's your chosen family.
You know what? I hope this week you have the ultimate Christmas week or holiday week, whatever you celebrate.
With the chosen family.
With your chosen family. I love it. That. Yes.
Well, I think that's a great...
What? Time?
No, I don't know.
Oh.
My brain was trying to say that's a great like button to leave on, but I didn't know how to say it.
It's great. And then just great... end it there. Did you fart? That sounded like a bubble. No. Oh my God.
Hello.
No. Hello. Yay. Okay. Well, thank you for listening. Have a great week.
It's been such a great time.
It's been so great.
Bye.
Bye.